This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Hillary Clinton is leading Donald Trump in Texas by one percentage point, according to a new poll by The Washington Post and SurveyMonkey. Clinton has 46%, Trump has 45%. Joining us to talk about that is KUT's senior editor and political reporter, Ben Philpott. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
So tell me about this poll. I think it surprised a lot of people, even given the problems Trump has had with earlier polls in Texas.
Right. I mean, this is Texas. This is the red state of Texas that has elected presidential candidates, you know, going back over the last 20 years, you know, in the 20% range, like when we had our former governor, George Bush, running, to double-digit wins by Romney and McCain. So, you know, we've seen a couple of polls recently that have showed this maybe being a race in single digits or even the mid single digits. You know, that in and of itself is a surprise. But to have this one poll come out saying, oh, yeah, Hillary's ahead by 1%, it kind of makes everyone reevaluate, you know, what's going on in their lives.
Well, the first reaction I think some people have, and certainly this happened when I tweeted a link to the story, is that the poll is garbage. And
Right. You
talk to some experts about it. How credible is this poll? It's just so counterintuitive to everything we know about Texas politics.
This poll, one of the things that people that don't want to like this poll will point to is it is an internet-only poll. They're not making the traditional phone calls, interrupting your dinner to try to ask you questions. They're not even using cell phones. This is a group that has, you know, gone online, said, yes, they can be contacted, and they're being contacted for this.
But they do have some demographic information about it, right? It's
Absolutely.
Not just like a little box that shows up on the side of a website.
No, this is not like if you go to a sports website and they ask you what your favorite team is.
Yeah.
This is not like that. And so I talked to Jim Henson, a pollster at the University of Texas at Austin, also runs the Texas Politics Project here. His polling group that he runs is also an internet-only one, but it's one that is also reputable. And he talked a little bit about, you know, the reputation of this group.
The SurveyMonkey poll is run by reputable pollsters, and I don't think there's any reason to think that the poll is somehow fundamentally flawed or wrong. That said, it's been a very tough year for polling, both via phone and online, and there's bound to be some variance and some, you know, some error, because there always is.
You know, and one thing to think about that maybe makes this poll even a little more interesting is that based on what I remember from the polls I've seen so far this race, internet polls tend to favor Donald Trump a little more. And a lot of people have speculated, well, that's because they're just able to say they're going to vote for Trump without having to tell a human being on a phone that they're going to vote for Donald Trump. Maybe they're worried about that or ashamed about that. So internet polls have tended to be a little better for Trump. And of course, this one, an internet poll, shows him not doing as well.
With a sample size of likely voters higher than 5,000, which is pretty big for a statewide poll, I think.
Right. And, you know, again, talking to Jim Henson, he said once you get above about 1,200 respondents, there is a diminishing return on how much more accurate your data is. That said, getting, you know, five times the normal sample size, it may not make the data five times more accurate, but it is more accurate. And as he said, you know, more is always better. It does not hurt your poll.
Okay, so we're 2 months out from Election Day, although early voting does start in October. Who would benefit from Clinton doing really well in Texas, outperforming in Texas, and who would lose? Obviously, broadly speaking, Democrats would do well. Republicans would suffer from that. But are there any specific races where it might make a difference?
Not as many as you might think, or if you're a Democrat, you might hope. Partisan redistricting in Texas, as it has across the country, has made it very hard to find any swing areas. They're going into this race, even with the assumption that Donald Trump was going to win Texas by 15%, there was only one district, one congressional district in Texas that was considered a swing district. That's down in the valley. Congressman Will Hurd is running against former Congressman Pete Gallego, Democrat. Hurd's the Republican. There was a lot of speculation that that would flip in a presidential year. But now that the race is much closer, that one is even more in play. And I talked to political scientist Mark Jones from Rice, and he said that there are maybe about a dozen or so races that absolutely, as the numbers draw closer, could be affected.
If Trump only wins by, say, 4 or 5%, that's very bad news for up to a dozen Republican Texas House members, for Congressman Will Hurd in CD23, as well as for county level candidates such as District Attorney Devin Anderson and Sheriff Ron Hickman in Harris County.
All right, let's go into wild conjecture here.
All right.
Pretend Clinton wins Texas, because according to this survey, it's not outside the realm of possibility. That's 38 electoral votes that she'll get. What does that mean for the Electoral College map? Because you need 270 Electoral College votes to win. If Clinton picks up Texas, what does that mean for Donald Trump?
If Hillary Clinton were to win Texas, she would not have to worry on election night whether or not she wins Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Missouri, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, on and on. All those states she wouldn't need to worry about because Texas would put her over the top.
KUT's political reporter and senior editor Ben Philpott, thanks for talking about this stuff with me, Ben.
Absolutely.